Hello, everybody, and welcome to Resettled, A Human Journey, ACCDC's premier podcast. My name is Jariana Rodriguez.
And I'm Nezia Munezero-Cugayo.
For this episode, we welcome Salamawit Woldemichael, ACCDC's victim advocate and winner of our 2019 writing contest. Salam won with her poem titled Beyond the Horizon. Salam, first of all, congratulations on winning the contest, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Can we ask you to read your poem for us?
Sure. Beyond the horizon, trying to break free from the torn apart country, to run from the barrel of gun through deserts, rivers and seas, barbed fence and walls, a journey of agony to anywhere safer than home, if there's any. The sea consumed its share, did so the desert, cutting lives short, but kept going the rest, holding on to the slim hope and trying to cope. Children too weak to cry, suffering from starvation, pleading for salvation from dry breasts of their mothers. Women wept, desperate as much destitute, tears dropping down their cheeks in pain. Men sobbed, languishing in sorrow, in melancholy, weak and weary, in vain. Days came and left with broiling heat, nights, frigid rough to see, to the bone, till tomorrow, the unknown. Will there be light beyond the horizon that beats the darkness? Will the sun come out again? Will there be arms wide open to welcome, or hearts ready to love? Will there be hope to survive, peace to breathe? Will there be a new day, a new chapter for happiness and laughter? Will there be a safe haven beyond the horizon? Will there be?
Wow.
That's beautiful. That is a really beautiful poem.
So that's a very touching poem. Mm-hmm. I was trying really hard not to cry, but thank you for sharing that with us. Can you talk about what inspired you to write that poem? Was it based on your personal experience?
Well, as an immigrant, I passed through some of the difficulties every immigrant or refugee would pass through, but not those things that I mentioned in my poem. I am inspired by the stories of my friends who shared their stories long time ago, and by my informant when I worked as a research assistant back in Sweden, and now by clients I'm serving. The stories of my clients I'm serving now inspired me to write this poem.
Wow, it's a great poem.
Yeah. So your poem begins by describing the process of fleeing home. Can you tell us a little bit more about the circumstances that force people to leave?
Well, leaving your home is a very difficult decision to make. But there are situations that oblige people to leave their countries, their families, and all the things that are built back home. And for example, this could be natural or man-made disasters that makes them leave their countries. War, terrorism, ethnic conflict, and so. I mean, there are information. They hear information that people are dying in deserts.
Right.
The thousands are being swallowed in the sea, but they still decide to leave their country. They still decide to put their kids, their children, their family in floatable boats to risk their lives in the seas. That tells you that the situations at home are worse than what they are going to face. That's why they are living.
Right. You also discuss the many challenges that refugees face. Based on the clients that you work with, what do you think is the most difficult part of resettling?
Well, the process of immigration in general is a difficult process. You are going to a new country, a new culture, a new socio-economic system. So that's difficult. That makes it difficult for people to adapt to the new country. And there are other things that are called like immigrant stressors, for example, unemployment, housing problems, and language barrier, you know, culture shocks. These are the problems that makes difficult for refugees to resettle in a new country and system.
So the poem always makes mention of the physical and psychological effects of resettlement. So as a victim advocate, how do you feel refugees or immigrants best cope with resettlement? Are there any specific things that help them move forward?
Well, first and foremost, refugee resettlement agencies play significant role in solving or tackling the problems the refugees face by providing them different assistance like housing, just helping them finding affordable housing, assisting them with rent, by providing orientations during intake process about the new culture in the system and everything. So refugee resettlement agencies play a role. For the resettlement agency to provide this role, the readiness of the refugees is very important, ready to integrate with the new society, ready to accept, I mean, to start building their life from scratch. For example, there are individuals who are highly educated in their countries and held high positions and so. But when they come here, it might not be achievable right away, the positions and the educational background they have. So they have to be ready to restart, to establish their lives from the beginning, from zero. So just readiness. The other thing is just networking with the community, with their own community, like Ethiopian communities, Afghan communities, Syrian communities. It's networking helps them to share information, experiences, and so.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, that can be frustrating in itself, not just for refugees, for anyone, having to start from scratch after you worked so hard to build, you know, your life or professional background. So I can understand that, and I did experience that when I was a program manager. I had a lot of clients that obviously had a whole career back home, and then coming to the U.S., they had to start basically from nothing. So I understand that, yeah.
Can you tell us about what motivated you to work with refugees, specifically in your field where you work with victims of domestic violence and human trafficking?
Well, as I mentioned it earlier, I am an immigrant for the past 10 years, so I have passed through those difficulties and I understand from the insider's perspective, because I have the lived experience of those difficulties, not all of them, but part of the problems. So I want to be part of a solution.
Right.
Regarding domestic violence and human trafficking, you know, we talked about the challenges they face, immigrants in general face. But when you become victim of domestic violence or human trafficking, it's like double jeopardy or like problems intersect.
Right.
You know, you are facing all the problems all refugees are facing, plus you will be abused and manipulated and exploited. So that's like, I just want to be part of a solution from an insider's perspective. Yeah.
That's great, because it's there is something to be said for doing the work that you have a personal experience with, because then you can relate to the clients differently than somebody who has never experienced it, and I'm sure your clients benefit from it as well.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think that's what one of the things that makes this organization, ECDC, so special. A lot of the case managers and staff members are or were refugees or immigrants themselves. So there's an extra added empathy into it, into working with our clients. So how do you think writing or employing any other sort of creative ability helps refugees through resettlement?
I think writing or other creativity helps you just put your emotions and feelings out there. I can give you an example. There are people who just can write better than speak. I am one. So when I worked as a research assistant in Sweden in a refugee camp, I had one informant. He told me his stories. We had interview. It's an unstructured interview that he can talk whatever. however, the experience he passed through. He told me his stories and I wrote, I recorded and transcribed. But later he gave me some thing he wrote. Mm-hmm. It's entitled The Barefoot Boy. I read it. I mean, it was so touchy. He walks me through every step he went through in that writing. Right. So it's just, it's like to put your emotions out, your feelings. It just helped that way.
And I think another way that it helps people is just being able to relate, to think, so I'm not the only person going through this. And I think any time that somebody who's had heavy life experiences, such as a refugee, difficult, you know, childhoods or youth, to share those experiences inspires others who are still in those situations to think that they too can move on from those experiences and build new lives or, you know, better lives even. So it is really important that the stories are shared, whether it's through your poem or through the book that, you know, your client wrote or anything else. That I know people who do it through music, and that too is really impactful. And speaking of releasing your work, what do you intend to do with the poem?
Well, I didn't plan to. This is the first time that I wrote a poem in English.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, very good job.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah. I didn't have any plan to do anything about it. Just like I expressed my feelings, my emotions.
Right.
I mean, I feel sometimes when I read it, I kind of feel choking sometimes. Right. Because, you know, I kind of feel it.
Yeah, you should definitely share it.
Yeah.
Widely.
Sure.
Maybe we can put it on the ACC
ECDC
website.
ECDC is going to continue sharing your poem for sure. Because like Nessie said, it's about also finding ourselves in other stories and other works. And I mean, I even remember myself when I started reading, that was sort of what drove me, because I found other people that were just like me. And that's, I think that's really important.
Can we talk about the programs that you provide through ACCDC and how people can get in touch with you if they are, if they believe they can benefit from the work that you do?
Sure. I'm working with Domestic Violence and Trafficking Victim Assistance Program. The program focuses on all immigrants irrespective of their immigration status, unlike the resettlement program. So the program assists survivors in navigating through the social services, health facilities, and so on.
Right.
We provide housing, navigation assistance, employment opportunities, and so on. We also provide advocacy services and accompaniment to courts. We provide referrals to counseling services or other physical health assessment facilities. Most importantly, we provide all these services with the client's preferred or primary language. As Yariana mentioned it earlier, we are a diverse community. Mm-hmm. Our staff speaks different languages. So
right.
We provide those services in the client's preferred language.
That's great.
So, yeah, if there's anyone who wants to contact us, our program, Safe Journey, they can come to our office that's located in 901 South Highland Street in Arlington, or call us through 703-685-0510 extension 237. It is 703-685-0510 extension 237.
And just to confirm, you can also serve clients that are in the process of getting status, like an asylum seeker that's in the process of getting asylum as
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think those are our only questions today for you, Salam. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experiences about working with the refugee population. So if you want to find out more information, be sure to follow us on social media sites, including Facebook at ECDCACC, our Instagram account at ECDCACCDCMetro. We also have a YouTube page, ECDCACCDC, or you can find this episode on our website at acc-dc.org. If you want more information about volunteering opportunities, please feel free to email volunteer@ecdcus.org. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode, and we hope you join us again next month on Resettle Journey. Thank you.